This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. Of the characteristics of the believer is a characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised in our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in the Quran, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is Allah's rahmah to you, Ya Rasulullah, that you are compassionate and caring and soft for them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described in the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A prophet has come from amongst you. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Your pain and suffering is difficult for him to bear. He is conscious of your pain. He is aware of difficulties that you are facing. So of the characteristic of the believer is to be compassionate and caring. Of the characteristic of the mu'min is to have a soft heart and to be aware of the people around who is in pain, who is suffering, who is in hardship, and to have an actual connection with those people. In fact, one of the most famous ahadith that is famous amongst the scholars of hadith, because it is the first hadith that is usually said when you start studying a hadith, is Ar-Rahimuna Yarhamuhum Ar-Rahman. Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamukum man fis sama. Ar-Rahimun, those that have compassion, those that are compassionate to one another, Yarhamuhum Ar-Rahman. Allah will be merciful to them. If you are merciful to others, Allah will be merciful to you. Irhamu man fil ard. Have mercy. Have compassion for those on earth. The one in the heavens will have mercy on you. This is a famous hadith reported in Abu Dawood. In a different version reported by another sahabi, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yarhamu Allahu man la yarhamu an-nas. Whoever is not compassionate to others will find no compassion from Allah. Whoever is not merciful to other people will find no mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, of the akhlaq of the mu'min's heart is aware of the difficulties and pains and sufferings of other people. And the entirety of the seerah gives us examples. So many different types of examples can be given. Of them, there's an entire genre where our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned about how difficult the religion might be, so he wants to make it easy for us. The famous incident of Isra al-Miraj, he would go back to Allah and say, Ya Rab, my ummah cannot pray 50 times, break it down to 45. Ya Rab, my ummah cannot do 45, make it 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He kept on going back to Allah because he knew that it would be difficult for us. So to make it easy for us, in the other hadith he said, if it were not for the fact my ummah would find it very difficult, I would have commanded them to do the miswak before every single salah. He wanted to, but he also wanted to make the sharia easy. So his compassion for the ummah, that the religion should not be made more difficult. Of them, the famous hadith in Nisa'i, he said, were it not for the fact that my ummah would find it difficult, I would have obligated a fresh wudu for every salah. It's not obligatory to do wudu for every salah. If you have wudu from dhuhr, it's time for asr, you may pray asr. Our Prophet ﷺ wanted to make it obligatory. But he said, you know what? My ummah will find it difficult. So to make it easy for them. In fact, this prayer that we are praying, taraweeh, I gave you the story of it right before Ramadan. Our Prophet ﷺ began to pray. People began to come. Then he stopped praying. And he said, I was worried that people might think it is obligatory. So I stopped doing the jama'ah. Just out of shafaqah, we say, mercy, compassion. He did not want to make the religion difficult. So he kept on lowering the bar as much as possible for the ummah. And this isn't just in religion. This is in your one-on-one affairs as well. In the entire seerah, there are so many examples of the care and concern for even people that are doing things that shouldn't be done. The Bedouin who urinated in the masjid, right? He came into the masjid. He didn't know the akhlaq of civilization. He lifted his thobe in the corner and he started urinating in the masjid. Everybody gathered around him yelling and screaming. And our Prophet ﷺ said, let him be, let him finish. Yani he's begun, what are you going to do now? After it's over, he called him. And the Bedouin himself narrated the hadith. And he said, فَوَاللَّهِ neither was he harsh, nor was he strict, nor did he make me feel bad. Rather, he said, these masajid are places of worship. You don't do these types of things. And he was so compassionate for me. The Bedouin then said, I made dua to Allah that, oh Allah, have mercy on me and on Muhammad and not on any of these people around me. So the point is, that mercy that he had, that the Bedouin saw, the young man that came and said, oh Messenger of Allah, I ask permission from you. I want to do zina. The Prophet ﷺ didn't get angry. He gently explained in such a manner that by the time the young man left, nothing was more hated to him than doing zina. The compassion that he had for people around him, it was palpable. It was, everybody knew this. And it wasn't just for Muslims, by the way. Even for non-Muslims, the famous incident of the Jewish boy that was dying, a neighbor of the Prophet ﷺ, and he was sick for so many days. The Prophet ﷺ said, let us go visit him. And he sat with him and he gave him da'wah, and the boy embraced Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ was so happy, you could see the smile on his face. And he said, Alhamdulillah, that saved this boy. Alhamdulillah. Even he embraced Islam and he passed away as a Muslim. The compassion he felt for somebody not from our civilization wanting to give him da'wah. And even if they don't embrace Islam, they're still human beings. In the famous hadith in his Sahih Muslim, that our Prophet ﷺ saw a large procession of people going to the funeral. And it's clear that they're non-Muslims. They're dressed in the non-Muslim garb, the Jewish garb. The Prophet ﷺ stood up and they said, Ya Rasulullah, it's the funeral of a non-Muslim, a Jewish person. The Prophet ﷺ said, wasn't he a human? Wasn't he a human being? Okay, there's a basic compassion. Now he's gone. What's wrong with just, you know, expressing cultural condolences? Of course, in our days, we don't stand up. But suppose you're on the highway and there's, you know, the procession going of the funeral. If we pull aside and we let the people go, this is a part of our compassion. He even showed compassion to enemies of the Sharia at times because he knew that Allah would guide them to Islam. We're all aware of the incident of Ta'if. There would be no city of Ta'if if our Prophet ﷺ had not shown compassion. There would be no city of Ta'if, nor would there be a civilization in Ta'if. When Jibreel came and said, Ya Muhammad ﷺ, Allah has brought the angel of the mountain with me. And if you want at your command, the city will be abolished. And the Prophet ﷺ showed compassion. In the other incident, narrated in Sahih Muslim, as he was wounded and the blood is coming from his face, he wiped the blood from his face and he said, Ya Rab, اغفر لقومي. While the blood is coming and while his face is bleeding, he wipes it away and he says, Ya Rab, forgive my people, for they don't know what they're doing. Forgive my people, they don't know what they are doing. That compassion that was universal, you feel the pain of other people, you want them to be guided, you want to help them out, not just human beings, even animals. In the famous incident, Sahih Bukhari has this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ visited one of the cultivation plants, the farms of the Ansar. And when he entered the garden, a camel came rushing to him and started speaking in camel talk. We don't know what he was saying. And the camel began crying and the camel lowered his head. And the Prophet ﷺ patted the camel and then said, where is the owner of this camel? A man said, this is me, Ya Rasulullah. He said, the camel has complained that you are beating it and you are not feeding it properly and you're overworking it. Fear Allah with regards to these animals that are not able to communicate back to you. He had a compassion even for an animal. On an expedition going in one of the battles, that some of the Sahaba, they found a nest and they took the little chicklets of the nest just to play with them. And when they took it away, the mother became agitated. The mother is flying. The Prophet ﷺ sees the bird and he says, who has agitated this mother from its children? Give the children back to the mother. The compassion he had even for animals, forget even animals. inanimate objects, subhanAllah. Humans, animals, even inanimate objects. We all know this is the most famous incident of one of the most famous miracles that the Prophet ﷺ used to give khutbah, as we know, on a stump of wood. In the old days, they didn't have, you know, the fancy masjid and whatnot. There was a stump of wood that had not been taken out. He would use that. Then when wealth came in, one of the Ansari ladies, she had a very skilled, architect or carpenter. See what happens when you're sometimes speaking, you don't speak of the word. She had a carpenter and she said, Ya Rasulullah, what if we were to make you a custom built mimbar? My carpenter will build you a custom built mimbar. He said, okay, if you want to do that. So he built for him a 3-tiered mimbar. Beautiful, mashallah, very excellent. We're all aware of the story. The first day that the Prophet ﷺ stood on that new constructed mimbar, all of a sudden the Sahaba began hearing, they said, the crying that sounded like the crying of a baby camel. But we couldn't see where, there was nothing crying there. And then we saw the noises coming from the stump. It's coming from the stump. So the Prophet ﷺ interrupted the khutbah. This is in front of the entire Sahaba. He came down from the new mimbar and he hugged the tree. And he patted the tree. And he made dua for the tree. And then the tree was taken out and put underneath the actual mimbar. And he said, the tree was sad that I left it to go to this new place. So I put it under so that it is still there to this day. Where the khatib gives the khutbah, deep down inside, that tree is still buried. Hassan al-Basri said, even the trunk of a tree was crying when the Prophet ﷺ left it. How about us? Should we not cry even more? Even the trunk of the tree was crying that the Prophet ﷺ left me. The trunk of a tree, and the Prophet ﷺ came and literally hugged it and patted it to show some compassion even to an inanimate object. This is the reality of our Sharia. We take into account the feelings of others. We are aware of the sensitivities of others and we want to allay their suffering to make sure they're not feeling any type of pain or suffering, much less for us to cause that pain and suffering. So, brothers and sisters, of the characteristics of the believer is rahmah and shafaqah. Our hearts are full of compassion. Our hearts are full of tenderness and mercy. And I find it really strange in our times that some people flip this around and they actually say that it is not good to be compassionate, or it's not good to be merciful, or we're supposed to be strict. No, the strictness is shown to a small group of people that are actual enemies. And even then, sometimes if there's help or mercy, we may even make dua for them as our Prophet ﷺ shown. Otherwise, the default, the heart of the believer is a soft heart. And the heart of the believer is a compassionate heart. And I conclude with that beautiful verse in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is Rahman and Rahim, and He revealed a religion of mercy and a book of mercy, and He sent us a prophet that is characterized by mercy. Our religion is mercy, our Lord is merciful, and our Prophet ﷺ is characterized by rahmah. How then can we not be the ummah of rahmah? How can we not also be characterized by the characteristic of rahmah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts full of compassion and mercy for all those around us, and inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله